So the younger of them said to his father, how dare you say that to me? I'm your father. You don't run up on me. I'm your father. I spat you out. I'm your father. The younger of them said to his father, give me the portion of good. In other words, I can't wait for you to die. You in my way. Give it to me now. You are not important. Your stuff is important. Give me your stuff. To hell with you. I got to go somewhere because I got some friends to impress. Both the younger son and the wise men were deceived, but one of them was deceived from the outside and the other one was deceived from the inside. When a person is deceived from the inside, it takes a whole lot to bring them to a place of breaking. When a person is deceived from the inside, they think that the world works the way they imagined it. And they will bypass every opportunity to better themselves, waiting on the world to turn the way they imagined it. So they will never be successful, and they will become increasingly bitter and frustrated because the world isn't working like you thought it was, because you thought you could make it work the way you thought it because you thought it, and you never even noticed you were being deceived. And we tried to tell you it didn't work like that, but you won't hear us because in your mind, you are tyrannical. You're your own king. Can I go a little bit further? You're your own king. You don't respect anybody above you. You don't respect anybody above your own opinion. And there's not much room in your life for God because your opinion has become your God. So change becomes difficult for you to achieve because you are so intoxicated with how you thought it was going to be that you lost your 20s, your 30s, and now you're over into your 40s, and if you're not careful, you'll be in your 50s, and the world will have been passing you by, buying buildings, buying property, spreading out land, taking over territory, moving on the internet, working on the metaverse, and you'll be stuck in your own skin waiting on it to be like what you had in mind, because what you had in mind has become your God. My fear for you is that by the time you have an awakening, an epiphany, you won't have time. You won't have time. You won't have time. By then, your knees are going to start to break. By then, your back is going to start to swell. By then, your teeth are going to start to fall. And you won't have time to respond to the epiphany because you need to have the epiphany while you still have the strength to go back another way. Y'all ain't gonna help me, but I'm preaching real good. I need to have the strength to go back another way. I need to be able to recreate myself, but I can't recreate myself because I can't admit I was wrong. Because I got pride and I'm wrong. And when I got pride, my pride becomes more important than my progress. And when your pride becomes more important than your progress, you'll keep the pride at the expense of the progress and never go any further than what you could have gone because you are intoxicated with deception. Self-deception. It's how you decided it was. It's the way you want it to work. I don't like mornings. I'm not getting up in the morning. I don't like staying up late at night. I'm not staying up late at night. But if it requires staying up late at night and you want progress, you better get out to bed. If it requires getting up early in the morning, you better set an alarm clock because you don't get to change the world to fit your opinion because there are 8 billion people on the planet and all of them got opinions. It's late. So our marriages are falling apart because it wasn't what you pictured. And you have deceived yourself into being an expert on something that you have no experience. So you don't mind coming up and telling me what a husband ought to be, even though you've never been one. And you didn't have a daddy. But you're an expert on what a man ought to be, because you have a spirit of deception. Or you run up on her and tell her you ain't no kind of mama and you ain't never had a baby. And you say her job is easy, but you won't do it. And you can't be fixed because you are fixated. And you are fixated on deception. And you won't change. So now, the father who has everything is at home and the son is at the hog pen. Let me show you why he's at the hog pen. He did not have sustainability. He had success without sustainability. He got the father's stuff, but he didn't get his infrastructure. The father is still back home raising cattle, growing crops, doing business, having commerce. The son has run away with the profit, but has lost the sustainability. So he lost his substance in the feeling of being affirmed because he partied it away. But when he ran out of money, he ran out of friends, and then he discovered they were never friends in the first place. And then he found out that money is only money if it is sustainable. So you say, what I need is for God to send somebody to pay off all the bills. Who gonna pay off the next batch? You are praying for things that don't have sustainability. What you need is a cycle and a system that is sustainable. But without sustainability, you have a moment of jubilation and a lifetime of regret. So the wise men have come down having seen Jesus. They are now eligible for an epiphany that they couldn't have had worshiping stars. And God speaks to them and says something very simple. And let me tell you something. Oh, God, this is good. Oh, this is so good. I almost want to shout before I tell it. You're just a simple statement away from the greatest blessing you ever had in your life. It won't be deep, it won't be profound, it won't be provocative. Just a simple statement. The simple statement was, go home another way. Who am I preaching to this morning? I feel like I'm talking to somebody. I feel like I'm talking right to somebody. I feel like I'm speaking right to somebody. The Spirit of the living God told me to tell you that there's another way to live your life. And until you humble down to the point that you become open to another way, you will be vulnerable to the hatred of Herod, because you lack the flexibility to do the same thing another way. And if you don't learn another way, you will lose your opportunity. And worse still, you have lost so much time being stubborn and set in your way and insisting on it being the way you want it to be. You have lost so much time. You have lost, let me get back. Let me get on track. You have lost so much time because you don't value spiritual things like epiphanies. you're not asking God for an epiphany, because if you get an epiphany, you might have to admit you was wrong. You're not asking God for an epiphany because you have to be strong enough to change. And because you refuse to change, you don't want an epiphany. You want God to fund your dysfunction. Oh God, oh God, I feel the Holy Ghost coming up in this place. It's coming like a flood. See, everybody in your life you have manipulated to fund your dysfunction, and now you call yourself spiritual, and now when you pray, only thing you want from God is to capitalize your craziness. An epiphany is an awakening. An epiphany is a sunrise. An epiphany is seeing clearly now. An epiphany is admitting I see trees as men and men as trees. An epiphany is coming to grips with the fact that I don't see it right. And in order to do that, you have to be willing to come down off of your high horse and to understand, listen to this, that you could live your life another way.